Okay, welcome. Parshat Chayei Sara. One of the topics discussed by a lot of the Mefarshim in this week's Parsha is the changes in Lashon between what Avram told Eliezer, what Eliezer did, and what he told Beit Lavan what he did, meaning Beit Betuel what he did. And Mefarshim all deal with which version is the one that actually happened, which version is the embellishment, which version is the truth, or is there a way to reconcile so that they're all telling the truth? So that's what a lot of the Mefarshim deal with. So the Meshech Chachma is one of those. And the Pasuk of when Avram tells Eliezer where to get a wife for his daughter Yitzchak, where to get a wife for Yitzchak, he tells him, Ki el artzi vel molatati telech. Go to my land and my birthplace, meaning where I'm from. Go back there. And when Eliezer tells it over, he doesn't mention that. He actually does say, El Beit Avi, V'el Mishpachti. He doesn't say, Artzi U'molarati. So why doesn't he mention Artzi? So first of all, why would this be Artzi? Avram left. Avram left. It's no longer Artzi. Go back to Artzi. What makes this still Artzi? So the Meshech Chachma quotes a Medrash that Avram is hinting to the future when that land will be part of Eretz Yisrael. When David conquers Syria, it's going to be Artzi again. So the Meshech Chachma suggests Eliezer left out that detail in order to not make Lavan and Betuel angry, and they'll be like, that's it, no shidduch, get out of our house, for hinting that Am Yisrael is going to conquer it. So he left that out. And once he brings up the possibility that Eliezer is creative in reporting exactly what Avram asked him to do, now the Meshech Chachma is going to offer the possibility that he was creative elsewhere. He told them that Avram said, bring me somebody from Beit Avi, from Mishpachti. But Avram told him, go El Artzi V'El Marati. So the Meshech Chachma says, you know what? Maybe Avram told Eliezer, go get somebody from my city. And once you're there in my city, bringing back a woman from my city, she need not be from my family. She need not be related to me. She just has to be from there. And therefore, once Eliezer does his trick and figures out, hey, this person is a balat chesed, she agreed to water my camels and not only give me to drink, she is an appropriate balat chesed to marry into the family of Avram Avinu. And I should bring her home. And of course, once I offered her marrying to Avram Avinu, who was known as being this wonderful family, of course she and her family are going to agree. And therefore, what he did was not nechush. What's the issue of it being nechush? Well, we already discussed last week that the Meshech Chachma was of the opinion that the Avot kept the Torah. And people ask me, how far does it extend? Well, in the Meshech Chachma's eyes, he would ideally like it to extend to Eliezer as well. He was Neman Beito of Avram Avinu, who was spreading Hashem's message to everybody. He was Neman Al Kol Asher Lo. So he also is going to follow the Halacha. And one of the Halachot we have is something called Nechush. The Gemara in Chulin, in fact, there's a Tosfot there, Dibar Matkel Eliezer, says, what's Nechush? He does this trick. And so the question is, did Eliezer do something wrong by doing this trick? And according to that Manda Amar, he says what Eliezer, the Tosfot says, what Eliezer had to do was he could only give the jewelry that he had after he found out that she was from his father's household, meaning from Avram's relatives. What is the assumption here? That the nechush, the trick Eliezer did, was Avram told Eliezer, find me somebody from my family. Eliezer did a trick to find someone from Avram's family. Then he meets this girl, and he asks her, hey, who are you from? And she says, I'm related to, you know, Lavan Betuel. Therefore, he says, ah, from the family, and gives her the jewelry. In the story that we're told in the Chumash, he gives her the jewelry first. When he tells the family, he tells them that he gives the jewelry after. So, according to the Tosod, in order to not be Nechush, Nechush should be, find me somebody from Avram's family, and the only way that that makes sense is if he gave the jewelry after. It wasn't a way to find somebody from Avram's family, meaning, why would you give jewelry to this person until you knew that they were from Avram's family? Says the Meshech Chachma, Avram never told him to find me somebody from my family. Avram said, find me somebody from my city. Once he found somebody from the city, and he did a check on their midos, that they were balas chesed, then he knew their appropriate spouse for Yitzchak. Then he gives the jewelry. He doesn't need to find out that they're from the family. That's immaterial to him. So then he gives her the jewelry and asks her who she's from, and look at that, she's related. Then he goes to their house, and he tells them the story. He makes it a better story. But what he did wasn't that better story. He didn't do anything in order to divine that Hashem, find me a girl from Avram's family. He didn't do any of that. He did the natural test of finding an appropriate spouse to be married into the family of Avram Avinu. So when he tells the family the story, he makes it a little bit better. He says, he tries to make it sound all of a hashkacha pratit. Hashem sent me you. My Avram Avinu told me, bring me somebody from my family, and I did this trick. Please bring me, camel water drinker person. And look, it all worked out. And they're going to be so wowed by the story. Of course, they're going to agree. But really, it is a little bit of siyata d'shmaya. He doesn't make up any of it when he tells the story. Maybe when Avram says moladiti, he meant my family. Meaning there's a way to turn every statement he said into one that it turns to be true. And what? To present it as siyata d'shmaya? There was siyata d'shmaya. In fact, the Meshech Chachma later in this paragraph, I think Pasuk Tedvav or so, says that Hashem created the circumstances in order to get Eliezer to find the right wife for Yitzchak. He created the circumstances in which Eliezer would be so desperate and so lost that he's going to do such a trick that Hashem could send him the right girl at the right time and make Eliezer realize it. So what? You don't think this was divine providence? It was. And just Eliezer presented it in that way to make it seem like that much of a better story in order to make the family agree to send Rivka with him. But really, what happened was, all he did was try and find a Balad Chesed, an appropriate wife for Yitzchak, and that isn't Kishuv or Nichush or anything wrong. That was trying to find a wife, was a Balas Midos. So his changes were to change Moladati to mean his family. And the Nechush was to prove that it was from Hashem when he told them what he did. But really, it wasn't Nechush, because it wasn't trying to prove it was from Hashem. It was just a trick to find Balas Midos. And then, when he tells them the story, he changes the order he gave the jewelry in. Because really, he gave the jewelry right away. Because all he had to do was find somebody from Avram's city. He told them he gave the jewelry only once he found out that she was from his family, because he had made that part of Avram's original request. So the Meshech Chachma solves all the stiras between how it's presented and what he told, and what Avram told him, and how the story is presented in the Torah as it actually happened, and how he tells the story over to the family. There's a minhag among Mashkichim, Rashi Yeshiva, etc., who used to give weekly shmuzin to their Talmidim. So when it came to Chayesara, they gave one about finding the appropriate spouse. So, because the Chayesara story lends itself to that. And this Meshech Chachma is a wonderful example of advice for somebody looking for a prospective spouse. Okay? I once knew a guy who, I mean, I still know the guy, but he was, when he was single, he was very involved, very enthusiastic about a good How You Met story. And Eliezer Everett Avraham liked a good How You Met story too. And he knew Lavan and Betua would like it too. But when it came down to it, Eliezer didn't go for the good How You Met story. Eliezer went through the Tachlis story. What really mattered when it came to choosing an appropriate wife for Yitzchak Avinu? Midos. And it wasn't a grand test and a crazy story. It was just, let me find the appropriate Balad Midos, the appropriate Balad Chesed, to be the wife for Yitzchak Avinu. And so when, let this be a lesson that anybody looking for an appropriate spouse and so much more in life, really what it should come down to, the central part of your decision, at least, if not more, should be the emphasis on Midos, being a good person. And that's a very good lesson we could all learn from this Meshech Chachma. Yishkach.